Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Christine says, I have a middle school age son, and there's this kid at his school with whom he's friendly, but they're not close friends. He's just kind of more of an acquaintance. Now, she said, over the past few months, I've noticed that this kid is showing up to school wearing some pretty expensive stuff, like Jordans, a lot of Nike clothing. She says, I saw him in some nice Oakley sunglasses. I've even seen him riding around on a couple different e-bikes on multiple occasions. Man, okay. This kid's got it going on.
Yeah.
She says, recently, this kid gave my son a Bluetooth speaker and a nice hoodie. My son said, it's no big deal. He just doesn't want it anymore. So she goes, here's where I'm struggling. I know where this kid lives, and I know the family situation. They're not well off. Their cars, they barely run. The house is not in great shape. And based off everything I know, these kinds of items seem far outside what the family could realistically afford. I don't know that anything illegal is happening, and I don't want to make unfair assumptions about the kid or about the family, but I can't shake the concern that some of these items might be stolen. So now I'm stuck, JKJ. Do I say something to the school? Do I bring it up to the parents and risk being wildly offensive? Or do I just let it go and trust that I don't actually know what's going on? I don't want to overstep, but I also don't want my son benefiting from something that might not be right.
Yeah. Ooh.
Here's a question, guys. Am I overthinking this, or is this something that I should speak up about? Please read this on your show. Would love your feedback. And that is from Sweet Christine.
Ooh.
Concerned Christine.
That's a
tough
one.
Getting other people's business.
Well, I mean, but I get it. Like, that's her kid.
This kid's showing up in some nice clothes. Yeah. Got some nice gear. Couple different e-bikes. But she's like, the family can't afford this. So is it all stolen? What do you think, Katie?
Oh, I don't. This one's so hard because you don't want to assume things about people like before you have the whole story. But your kid's involved here. And I think that as a parent, you need to make sure that whatever decision you make, it's in the best interest of your child.
Like, when you don't want your child to hopefully possibly get framed somehow
yeah.
if this other kid gets caught and
yeah.
been like, well, he was giving me this because where's the proof?
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that it needs to be. Approach.
I know this is dicey,
tip-toe.
It is, but I think...
Because you really, on the outside, they might not look like they're well off, but you have no idea
yeah.
what's going on.
Maybe
in
this
life.
Kid is like tutoring other kids or something like that, making extra money on the side, and that's where he's getting all this stuff. Like, you don't know, but I think as a mom, it's okay for you to start the conversation. I think that that's a
you
good
think?
Starting point. But man, there's so many moving pieces here. I'd
I
like
think
to hear whatever.
Being crazy nosy. But...
I kind of want to hear what everyone else has to say.
Hi, Tara.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Appreciate you taking the time to call in. What are your thoughts on Christine's message?
I think she's completely overreaching. I think that that's crazy that she would jump to an assumption about somebody that she doesn't even know that family. And I think it's between her and her son not to be accepting expensive gifts from an acquaintance. And that should be it. I mean, I think that's the conversation you have with your own family.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying, but, you know, speaking as a parent who's, with my wife, who's, you know, fairly involved in the school, you get to know families pretty darn close.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I guess it would be easy to say that I know that family. I know they struggle. I know they couldn't afford this stuff. So where the heck's it coming from? So I think I might disagree with you a little bit on that, because I think you would know.
I don't know. If you know that family well enough, and that's a conversation you have with that family, other than that, I think judging somebody from the outside just because of their house and those, you know, those just, you know, from what their house looks like, I think that's ridiculous to
right.
be able to assume. Yeah. So,
well,
I mean, I think that she's overreaching, and I think it's really inappropriate.
Okay.
I think that she's had a conversation with her son not to be accepting expensive gifts from anybody. I think even a close friend, you would have that conversation with, like, hey, this is a little bit, you know, if it's outside of a birthday or something like that, like, why are you, you know, sure. why are you gifting Absolutely. You know, these type of gifts?
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I think you make a really good point just about the, you know, people who show off their wealth through their home and their cars. Not everybody does right. that, you know, like a exactly. lot of people don't put money into their house or their car because it's in the bank. Like, we don't yeah. know how those people roll.
There's multiple stories about millionaires driving Civics
yes,
around, you know,
beat up
it's
Civics.
Like
yeah.
they
I mean,
are quiet usually, millionaires.
Yeah.
So
Tara, that's a great point.
Thank you very much for calling in. Really appreciate your comment. We're going to zip our way down. Who's been holding the longest? Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good Hi. Morning, buddy. What are your thoughts on Christine's message?
I have to agree with the previous caller. I think it is very intrusive and really crass to look at someone and go, oh, well, they obviously can't afford this. This must be stolen.
Yeah.
Growing up, my parents did not have much. There were months that they didn't know how we would pay the mortgage and not lose the house. And yet I was always still dressed to the nines. I had the nicest things. I had a great car when I was in high school, and it was because they went into debt. They opened store credit cards. They made sure that that image for their child was projected because yeah. they grew up poor, and they knew how embarrassing that was. And so they didn't want that for their kid. So who's to say these parents aren't struggling, aren't, you know, going into debt, but they want that kid to have everything in life. Let them.
You know what? And it's funny too, Aaron. We live in an age, a time where thrifting is massive right now.
Yeah.
And there's
yes.
so many apps and things where you can go online and buy vintage clothing, Nike clothing, you know, high end items for fairly inexpensively, I think. So who's to say that they aren't picking this stuff up on the cheap too? And this kid's rocking it. Or they're knockoffs.
Exactly.
It could be knockoff Nike stuff.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Right?
It truly yeah, is probably a mind your own business situation.
It really is because, you know, there's that phrase out there, unless they're paying your bills, pay those people no mind. So who does mm-hmm. she think she is to kind of interfere with this family's life and potentially get them in trouble with the law by turning them into
yeah.
the school?
Look
it
at
just
you
feels...
coming with the Dr. Phil
Well, that's
logic.
A really good point, though. Like, they could get in trouble if
they
she,
could.
You know, pursues this and says, I think this stuff's stolen. Well, then that's going to get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Aaron, I got like five more people to get to. Thank you so much for calling in today. Very wise words. Okay.
Bye, Aaron.
Aaron, thank you. Have a great day.
Mic Bye, Aaron. Drop is what he said. Good job, Aaron.
And Aaron out. how do you pronounce line five, Josh?
Chenchar.
Hi, Chenchar.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Well, we're super dupes. What are your thoughts about Christine and this kid that her son knows?
I don't think it's a bad thing to think about it, to be honest, for it to cross your mind. What I would probably do is maybe go... If you know where they live, just go visit and introduce yourself and say, hey, I just want to say thank you for, you know, your son gave my son this. I just want to say thank you. Here's a little, you know, gift card or something for them.
Oh.
And if they realize it is stolen or like, hey, our son, we never bought our son this, then let them deal with it. That's as far as it goes on my end. But,
I like this little backdoor way of nailing this kid.
Then, hey.
It's sneaky
wow.
but effective.
It is sneaky.
That's so good.
Why do I love it so much?
Right? Genius. I never, I'm yeah. a mom, and I never would have thought that. To
hey.
Get the, yeah.
I just stopped by to say thank you.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah,
here's a gift
exactly.
card.
And they're like, what e-bikes?
Yeah.
What Bluetooth speaker? Brilliant!
Yeah, that's
brilliant,
a good move.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
If she doesn't let it go, I think she should do what you're suggesting, buddy. Thank
yeah.
you so much for the call. Really, really good
so
advice.
So smart.
All right, I got Patty and Jeanette. Thank you, Chinchar. Here is Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi there.
Hi. What should she do?
Well, I think people are forgetting a possibility here. We have one grandson. And we're the ones that fund the sports and buy the Under Armours and, you know.
Oh, the grandparents, yes.
These could
yes.
be gifts, right?
Yes.
They could totally be gifts.
Yeah, yeah, because we weren't able to do that with our kids, you know. So
mm-hmm.
that's a grandparent's, it's a joy to be able to do that. And
yeah.
His parents work hard and they... do what they can, but it's our job as grandparents to
get to
Kohl's
and get them all the Under Armour.
Well, yeah, you get to
spoil.
Him.
Yeah, spoil
yeah.
a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I think that's got to be considered. And, Christine needs to kind of just keep her nose out of it.
Yeah, lay off
hey,
a little
Patty,
bit.
Hey, Patty, we love grandparents, too, and we like Under Armour stuff. I wouldn't mind some
sorry,
new...
we're broke right now.
I know,
oh,
right.
Damn it, Patty!
She's already taken care of her grandkids.
Use your Kohl's cash and buy me an Under Armour hoodie, Patty.
I'll send it to you next week.
I love you to pieces, Patty.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
thank you for taking
Patty.
The time to call in, your sweetheart.
Another solid point.
Yeah, really good point. All right, really we'll wrap things up with Jeanette. Jeanette, you get the final word on this.
Hi, so... I agree with the previous caller. I'm that mother who drives a 2007 Subaru. I live in rent-controlled housing. All of that. My kids have nice things because of my support system. My parents, my siblings, etc. I think for Christine, this is a great parenting moment for her to have a conversation with her son about when it's appropriate to accept gifts and things like that. But ultimately, it's really none of her business where this kid is getting them from because you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you nailed it. You really don't know.
And I like how you said you need to have a conversation with your son about accepting expensive gifts from people and what your boundaries are in that, you know?
He could totally say
no. Exactly.
Right?
It's a great parenting moment, but it doesn't need to go past that parenting moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Jeanette, you're a good mom.
We can tell.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we can totally tell. You're getting choked up. You're a good mom. Keep doing what you're doing, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you,
all right, have a good day, Jeanette.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you, everybody.
Good calls today.
Good stuff.
I think the consensus is just mind your own business and have a talk with your kid.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the best angle.
Well, and I like Chinchars, though.
Well, that was pretty fun.
If you're not going to,
right? Well, even if you can, and then still just also do that as well. Go say thank you and give them a gift card.
Or just drive by the front of their house really slow and be like, I think your son is stealing things! Your son is stealing things! And then just speed off. No?
E-bikes.
Your son has a stolen e-bike! Thank you so much for your calls and comments and that email that came in, Christine. Hopefully that was some good advice for you. If you ever want to write into the morning show, hit us up on the socials. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram.